Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to An Aromatic Life's Whiff of Wisdom. This is a short inspirational clip from one of my previous guests, which I hope will inspire you in some small way. Today's whiff is from episode 22 of the podcast with writer and culinary explorer Kevin Cox, who's going to motivate you to get out more. Whether in your own backyard or new cities that you might visit, he's got some tips to help get you out of the rut of eating the same foods again and again. Kevin shares the concept he coined called food walking, which encourages you to, well, in his own words, simply get lost, meander through neighborhoods, explore streets that you normally drive past, and discover new flavors by just getting a little out of your comfort zone. This is a fun one, and I hope you'll try it. Enjoy this whiff. Explain to us how food walking works then. Let's say you were to go out today, right, and you'd start food walking. What's the process?
So there are different ways you can do it. You can make a plan. You can say, okay, I'm going to go out and I'm going to try two different kinds of breakfast places or breakfast foods. And then I'm going to walk somewhere else and see if there's some lunch food I can get and find places that I haven't been to before. So you can make a plan. I used to write a lot of food walks in Singapore, and I would create a map and kind of give a walking tour, which I called food walks. And you just go and discover, but you can also freestyle it where you can just say, I'm just going to go out and I don't know where exactly I'm going to go, or I might know a general neighborhood, but I'm just going to go and I'm going to walk around until I find something that appeals to me. And I'm going to give it a shot and then I'm going to go somewhere else. And that's my favorite way to do it, because it's not just about eating. It's about the exploration and the discovery of places that, you know, you may have walked past places a million times. It may be in your own neighborhood and you walk the same route or you drive the same route to do, you know, your normal daily life activities. But when you start food walking, you're looking closely at storefronts and you're just looking around and really kind of living in the moment of where you are, and you discover things that you either forgot were there or that you never noticed before.
Sorry, a key thing you just said is the fact that most of us are in cars all the time.
Yeah,
it's true. Go to a specific destination, we find a parking spot, and we go to a restaurant, and that's it. Instead of maybe parking far away and just walk through the neighborhood.
It's so true. I mean, there have been so many times where I'm walking down the street that I've driven down 1,000 times, and I look and it's like, I never even saw that building before, or I never knew that restaurant was there. What is that place? So yeah, it's true. And, you know, in addition to the exercise you get and the good eating that you get, the real secret to food walking is that discovery. It's that exploration. And it causes you, in many cases, or at least me, to kind of fall in love all over again with where I am. And if you're ever in a rut in a place and it's like, hey, let's go to the same place. And, you know, I got to get out of my rut. Go food walking and just discover something new. Get lost. Just go find something and fall in love.
So if you're in your hometown and you think, oh, I know every restaurant in my town, I know everything about my town, how do you challenge somebody to say, no, I'm going to rediscover it. I'm going to try food walking in that town once again, even though I feel like I know everything already. Is there a way to food walk? Can you just approach it from a different perspective and then and say, okay, I thought I knew everything about this restaurant, but I'm going to look at it from a different angle, or I don't know.
Yeah, I think that we tend to think we know everything about the restaurants we frequent or the streets that we walk down. And at least for me, I think it's because I think that because I haven't been looking closely enough. And, you know, the closer you look, the more you see. So even within the same restaurant, if it's a restaurant that you've frequented, go in and order something you've never ordered before. Force yourself a little bit out of that comfort zone that's developed and try something new that's on the menu. And you know, maybe you're used to getting their meat dishes, try their salads or their vegetarian dishes, or just, you know, try something different. And also talk to the people there. That's one of the great things that I found coming back to the US was living in Chile. I speak enough Spanish to get into trouble, but there were so many times where I really wanted to have in-depth conversations with cooks or with restaurant owners about the food and how do you get this and how do you cook it and what are those flavors? And I just didn't have the vocabulary. So I came back here and it felt liberating because all of a sudden I could talk to everybody about it and ask stupid questions that they, you know, could always answer. One of the great things about food and people is people who make food love to talk about their food. They have a real passion. So if you show an interest in what they're doing, 99% of the time they respond with even more than you expected.
That's great. That's great advice. Because I find that the people who are willing to talk to you about it probably have the best food.
I agree.
The others will probably see it as just, I have to do this. I have to make some money to get by. Or, you know, it's they don't have the passion for what they're actually making.
And that's the secret ingredient, passion. You know, it's because great food isn't just about the food item that you put in your mouth. It's about the love that goes into it. It's about the passion of the people. It's about the ingredients. And, you know, if you really have a strong passion in what you're doing, it just tastes better. I just truly believe that passion adds a flavor that you can't get without it.
Yeah, yeah. So if you now are able to go to another town, because we talked about in town when you're where you live, but if you're able to go somewhere new, somewhere you've never been before, I think a lot of people, I know I'm changing my way of doing this, but I used to just go to a city and look up things beforehand and say, okay, this is the one everyone likes. I should go to that restaurant. And they ended up being really touristy and instead of being off the beaten path. And I think food walking really encourages the off the beaten path versus your standard touristy absolutely. Places.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. I mean, you know, listen, some of those really popular tourist places are popular because they're good. Okay. So as a rule, they're not all bad, but you know, you can kind of sniff them out a little bit. You can see the ones that are geared strictly for tourism and then the ones that a lot of locals also go to. But to me, the key to going to another place and discovering good food is getting as much local knowledge as you can. The hotel guidebooks and the pamphlets usually don't give you the good stuff. You know, there's a lot of online services like Yelp and all of these other ones, and some of them are very useful, but I tend to go for the more local websites if I haven't gotten there yet and try and figure out, you know, what kind of things are big here and where do the locals go and what are they saying about them? And sometimes you just find a cool area. You know, in Seattle, there's so many great neighborhoods and there's amazing food in every neighborhood, but there's a couple of neighborhoods that are just really, really known for food. And when you get online and start researching and you find some of these places and they all seem to be in the same neighborhood, that's the neighborhood to go to. And then just go there and, like I said, just get lost. Go food walk.
I hope you enjoyed that whiff of wisdom. Do spread the insight by sharing this episode with your friends and family. And if you want more, why not go back and listen to the original full conversation with my guests? If you enjoyed this episode, I think you might like my new Substack newsletter, where I share my thoughts on all things smell. It arrives in your inbox bi-weekly and is meant to pique your curiosity and expand your idea of what sense of smell can mean in your life. You can sign up for it for free at anaromaticlife.substack.com. Have a great rest of your day. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss an episode. I'll be back next Thursday with a brand new conversation related to our sense of smell. Take care.